What's going on, everybody? I'd like to welcome y'all to another episode of He's an On-Time Guard. I'm your host, Maul. Man, I got my guard brother on this joint again, man. Like,
What up?
A couple of funny topics.
Birthday week. Birthday Friday.
No bullshit. What you gonna do?
I don't know. I'm gonna do something light.
Social distance. But yeah, we was talking about that.
I got a Karen live next door to me, so this shit probably called the police if I had
no bullshit. Damn, I ain't even think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you do got the Karen though. She a real life ass Karen. She been a Karen before the whole term was a Karen though.
Yeah, she was.
Damn, Yeah, that's very true. I didn't even think about that. But what's going on with you this week, man?
Ain't nothing, man. Just preparing for...
Besides the birthday.
Preparing for the week. Stepping into this new realm of 44. Bang, bang. My Obama year.
Chief Keith year.
That's it. My fucking John Riggins.
Yeah.
Jerry West.
Who else was a 44? I feel like somebody I've seen.
But I do like a 44, so...
Mm-hmm.
Definitely gonna do that. But other than that, man, just trying to say.
We got enough to 44, though, dog. It was somebody that was a good 44.
Probably Reggie Jackson.
Reggie Jackson? But I feel like it's somebody else that we missing, but I don't know.
Famous 44s.
That's a good drink, though. Yeah, you got to look that up, because it always be some 44 shit, though. But this your Barrio year.
Yeah, my Barrio. Yeah. Hope.
Change. No, that type
yes,
of shit.
Yes, we can. All that.
That magical Negro stuff. I can dig it.
I seen some of the funniest shit yesterday. A dude tried to holler at this lady. And since we all have masks on, I thought it was relatively funny. And I sat there and watched him. And he laughed. And, you know, she was a pretty young lady.
How do you know she was pretty?
Well, I don't.
There we go. See,
I
that,
don't.
There's well, been she, mask fish.
It's a mask.
That's a term now, dog. We gotta go with that term. Mask fishing.
Mask fishing. Yeah, he was mask fishing. Well, I tell you what.
Just because you got a cute mask don't mean that you're cute.
It wasn't a cute mask. Her from the nose up, she had a
She had pretty eyes.
She had a nice hue.
Well, the eyes are the window to the soul. Yeah. So.
But I don't think he saw him because he saw that ass, and that's what he was about.
That's what it really
that's
is.
What it was. So, she had on some leggings.
Is that? Oh yeah, then that's because face is the new ass anyway. Mm-hmm. I mean, ass is the new face. So what you think about that though? Like that's.
I think it's funny because I've been out and I've seen women barring, from nose up. Yeah. I don't know how much from the nose down would take to be like, oh hell no.
If she got a mean ass, what if her goatee like your drink,
nigga?
Goatee.
If it's shaped up, I can deal with it. If it's raggedy, then I have
you fucking with the drink with the shaped up goatee?
Nah, I'm just fucking with you. I have dated a chick that has some serious lip hair.
Okay.
And chest hair.
Bad
joint. I ain't get past probably.
Nah, the bad joints.
What I'm telling you is she was bad. She wore summertime shit up, but she wore some kind of cut junk right there.
And you can see
hair
the chest
right there.
Hair?
And I kept saying to myself, but she was so bad, nigga, but I still kept looking at the hair.
Like, was it like a patch?
No, it was just
like a soul patch?
It wasn't a soul patch. It was just like...
Just scraggly
like
hairs.
Like a little bit of... Yeah, like... A
couple of hairs, she but probably it was dominant hairs.
Huh? It was very dominant.
Because chest hair be thick.
Yeah, it depends. Unless you're Apollo Creed, and that's really thick. And if you've never seen Apollo Creed's chest hair, please Google it. You owe it to yourself to see BD Bead in the flesh.
Oh, man. You got the Anthony Hamilton beard chest hair?
Yeah, Apollo, nigga.
That's not a good-ass look at all. But, I mean, is there etiquette to holler at anybody at now?
If I you mean, see somebody probably not, thing? Because I've talked to women, and they say the same thing. Just like, listen, so
You're weird?
I mean, what I've done is, I've started a mask site, maskinrobbins.com, shameless plug. But I've had a couple of women order masks with their own face.
That's funny as
shit. Yeah, I had like 3 or 4 women order masks with their own face, and I was just like, "Wow, that's funny." And they were just like,
from the eyes down.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
That was one jump. I'm trying to say she's
from that picture with her. That's a dope looking joint, yeah, though.
That one was one, and then
that's a dope joint. Like, yeah, I guess, like, that's a, yeah.
And it's funny because, you know, I guess they just, you know, they want to know, people want to feel as normal as possible. I mean, and the unfortunate part is, you know, we have a new normal that we don't know what is.
I don't think people should. So, you know, I have a strict don't talk to women on the street policy.
Oh, really? What,
yeah, and that? A lot of people have a difficulty understanding that. I just...
When you saying talk to somebody, you mean necessarily engaging in conversation with them at all, or just...
Well, not necessarily not engaging in conversation, but, like, I don't think that, like...
Like, you should just see somebody on the street and be like, hey...
No, not at all.
No, I mean, well, it depends. I kind of agree with that, but let's just say, you know, you sitting somewhere and...
No, sir.
I feel you,
but it's not happening.
But I mean, okay, so I think in my life, yeah, I can probably count
how many times have you that you hollered at, like, shorty walked down the street and she bad, and you like,
3 days ago, at the gas station. Driving from the post office.
Did she have a mask on?
She did not have a mask on.
Okay.
But her hair was everything. I am a lover of big hair. Big natural hair. I don't know what it is. I love that shit. Fuck around and buckle you. And I'm like, oh my goodness. You know what I mean?
Starstruck.
I went to one gas station. Waiting because she was getting ready to cross and it started to rain. I went to the other gas station. I said, "Excuse me, ma'am, your hair is everything." She said, "Thank you so much." I was like, "Can I talk to you for a second?" She was like, "Yeah, but I'm late for an appointment." So she kept walking, and then I realized I knew her kind of sort of. I didn't really know her. I know her name. I follow her on the gram.
Creep.
But I was like, "Aren't you blah blah blah?" And she was like, "Yeah." I was like, "Hey, did you ever get married?" She said, "No." I said, "Are you still with your boyfriend?" She said, "Probably." And I laughed. We laughed. And I said, "I'm going to hit you in the DMs." And I did. And she did reply, but like a week later. Me being the entitled nigga that I am, I just didn't like that. But I mean,
that's real.
It's real.
That's real.
Because I felt some kind of way. I ain't going to lie.
Yeah.
I expected her to hit me back when I sent the message.
I feel you. I mean, it's good that you're getting this out.
And then it didn't happen. I was like,
dang.
Oh, all right. Damn. Right. But, you know, I get it.
I'm not doing it, bro.
I feel you.
Like, because I feel like you're never in a situation really.
Lies.
To be.
It depends. No. It depends. I disagree.
Nah, dog. Like, I just feel like with being, you know what I'm saying? Like, just the Twitter has told me. And Instagram.
Twitter's
and
got a lot of niggas that don't even holler at
now
real women.
You're right. But I'm saying from the women's perspective.
I mean,
like,
okay,
I read these women's tweets,
I definitely understand because talking to women, friends, and I'm like, yo, they get hit on 1,000 times a day. So, yeah, I've seen plenty of women that I'm like, damn. And I've just not for that exact reason because I'm like, but on the flip side is, okay, if you see somebody, obviously it's just skin deep because you don't know shit about them. You're like, oh.
The attractiveness.
Right, but what if it's something, I mean, the times that I've done it, like the other day, I saw somebody that was so enough for me to take that fucking chance. Because honestly, the reality was I may not ever see them again, and I can count on my fingers and toes how many opportunities I felt like I had, but I did not because one, either I was scared, either I felt like it's not a good time. As I'm peeping the situation, timing is everything. So you can talk to somebody, and guess what? They might give you everything. But if you catch them at the wrong fucking time,
it don't matter.
And first impressions matter. So you're like, all right, now your hope is, I believe in serendipity. I feel like shit happens, it's supposed to happen, which means that, all right, if I see somebody If I see him again, then it is what it is. I'm gonna shoot my shot.
I feel you. I'm just, you know, in this day and age, I just don't want the wrong idea, I guess.
I get you. Because honestly, but that's how it is going out. Right? So like the last time I went out.
And perception means nothing. Like, no. I mean, not perception means anything, but intent means nothing. Exactly. Like you can have the total right intent. And like you said, you know what I'm saying? If somebody doesn't perceive it that way,
right,
or something like that. So I think that, you know, it's just not even worth it, yo.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, you definitely don't want to put somebody in a bad situation where you're hawking them. And I've seen that too. So that's the very reason where, you know what? I've seen tons and tons and tons of women, and you know, you just, I guess, you know, you see a beautiful woman that you feel like, you know what, man, I might not ever see her again.
You shoot your shot.
You shoot your shot.
I feel you.
Or you don't.
Destiny is a random thing at times. To segue, we got the NBA on in the background, so y'all might hear some random yells if some shit happen. What you think of this bubble, though?
I mean, I'm happy just to watch basketball, I think. I think that, you know what I mean?
Basketball? Basketball literally was on at 1 o'clock,
yeah,
1:30 today.
All day.
You had basketball on all day long. No. Yeah. It's on like March Madness.
Yeah, exactly.
Moves.
But, you know, I think, like, I mean, watching the game, I did, you know, get a little excited. And, you know, it's funny watching these guys and their haircuts, though. Like, James Harden, like, I don't know what's going on with his head.
I mean, he got the witcher name. What you think of Skinny Melo, dog?
Yeah.
Is the Skinny Bubble Melo?
Yeah.
I mean.
Playing against his old team.
Yeah.
They got rid of him on, like, in a week.
So that's what I'm saying. This is the on time guard.
Yeah.
Show. I mean, basketball wise, yeah, he got to get this. He got a James Evans move.
And I know they got people that cut.
They do, because you know, because
what was up with Russell? What's up with Russell Westbrook here though?
He got a Philly.
He's got a fade. He's got
fade Philly.
He's got a shape up. And the hair go back. He got like a 7-Eleven spicy beef patty on top. Look.
Yeah, he do. He do.
If you look up close.
You know, he got the joint. He got the joint. The dude from, what's your name? He got the hair like Cuz from Low Down Dirty Shame. The dude from on Low Down Dirty Shame. And he was like, you ain't say that last night.
About,
I can't think of Cuz's name. I know you might know it. But he got that joint.
His name is
I can't think of it, but it ain't
Wayman, but it's something like that.
Yeah, he got that jump. But I mean, they got folk down there. Your man cut his head. I mean, he got different braids now. Not Lillard. What's
McCollum?
Yeah, CJ got different braids. He had a weird ass braid, kind of thick Wakanda look going on earlier, and he changed that shit.
So, I just think that, you know, we want to play, man. We want to watch something. I mean,
your team is good. My team is taking mad L's, dog.
Your team sucks ass.
Yeah, we are horrible.
But here's the thing, you know, even if we win or when we win, that's my opinion, still got an asterisk. Just like the fucking Spurs,
for sure. For sure.
You can't deny it. You know, my man said LeBron got the whole league risking it all so he can win a ring, which is, I thought was hilarious. But
it's, you feel like it's true? Because that's your mom, dog.
It is my mom. No, I mean, you know, we got basketball. So until otherwise, man, I'm fine with it. You know what I mean? I'm wondering if, I mean, football is going to come in the suit.
I don't feel like you're going to have any football. Football for me.
I don't think so either.
Football for me. Because, see, what people don't realize with this basketball shit, one, it ain't all the teams.
Yeah.
Two, it's very fucking controlled.
Yeah.
Three, it's at a one compound
location.
Location,
you're not
right?
going to have 31 teams nigga, in one spot not playing happy. Football.
Not all them motherfuckers, though. Because, see, that's another thing. NBA, you got a 15-man rotation, max. NFL, you got 52.
Right. Go to Madden. You go right to Madden. It's a straight Madden league.
Like, it's not happening. Are they doing this with football? Like, they don't have a football like 2K, right, the basketball thing. But I think that's something that, some, you know, maybe technology that folk might want to look into.
What do you think about this, the phases there? The phases in.
What phase are we in now? That's the thing. It's just like,
stop counting.
I don't think you just start counting. I think you just start, like, stop. Like, because you keep, shit keep getting worse. So, like, we got to roll shit back, and then it'd be another month. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, next week we have something, and then the week after that we have some other shit, and then the week after that we have some other. And it's like, this shit been going on so long.
And then what are they doing about unemployment? About this mortgage? I mean, the eviction shit is getting ready to run out.
Well, the extra $600 ran out last week. So, I mean, I don't know.
So you talking about that, but I mean, what about, like I said, you know, if this goes on another year, 2 years, like, you know, I mean, just blessed to have a roof over my head. Because, I mean, you figure, you know, if you're not getting any relief from the government, your job closed, or whatever, or you work a restaurant job, and you know they don't need you. Yeah. So what do you do?
Like waiters and shit.
What do you
that?
Do? What are you doing?
I think you're trying to figure that shit out. Like, but again, you said the government. Like you. I think people are dependent on the government, and this is clearly not a time to depend on the government for anything necessarily, as you can clearly see, because I feel like
Flint don't even still have clean
water. Flint don't have clean water, bro. Come on. So, I mean, what are we really fucking saying? Like, we're asking, I mean, it's good, and don't get me wrong, some people that was making that bread, that's an amazing, you know what I'm saying, situation. But it's a lot of people that's not. It's a lot of people that's trying to figure this shit out, and they don't know which way to turn. So they are depending on Congress and to either extend shit or just make something, because there has to be some sort of protection, because the people can't work and people ain't getting, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like this,
I mean,
so
shit, people dying. I read a story about a lady, she was 43. She asked her job today. She worked from home. They told her no.
She died. Something like crazy. I saw that.
And they job. Sorry.
And now her shit on Indeed.
Yeah, like, exactly. And you talking about, all right, I don't know what she was making, but it probably wasn't. It wasn't even, and not even saying six figures in it, but it probably wasn't six figures.
Hell no.
So she gave her life for that.
That's unfortunately, yes. Like, but that's why you gotta vote. Like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I think that's the like, if nothing else, like, but I mean, you know, it's almost the tale of two evils. You don't want Donald Trump to get another term. If he get another term, I feel like we definitely, like, right now, We're on the cusp of, I feel like something crazy might happen or something. Cause I don't know, man. I just feel like people are just like, people tired, dog. People tired. People. It's a lot of just unrest. Just, you know what I'm saying? Like, people don't know which way to turn for stuff. So it's kind of. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think it's a lot of folk that's just left out. So something has to come from that. And I mean, that's why you see these protests. That's why you see folk trying to You know what I'm saying? Like, really get better just, I don't know, man. And I don't want to say programs because we all know these days, if that's the first thing they give you, we got a running joke.
What?
About programs.
What's the joke?
Programs supposedly fix everything. So they be like, you know, such and such, these is bad kids. Or, you know, they need programs. Yeah. You're like, oh, okay. Like, the elderly need to do something. Well, get them a program. Yeah, like, that's always the thing is programs. Programs solves all the answers. Right, keep them busy. But, I mean, we not having, you know what I'm saying? So, like, that's why, like I said, you got to get out there and vote and then make pressure politicians. Like, I'm thankful for the politician influence, people that I know and political folks and all that good stuff, because you know what I'm saying, especially in the industry that I'm in. Like, I was in Annapolis lobbying for cannabis, like,
that's dope.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but being able to just talk to people and say, hey y'all, I know y'all make these decisions, like, get on board about this, think about this, think about that. I think that's what, you know what I'm saying, really makes a difference, and that's something that you got to do. But being able to, I know everybody's not able to talk to their representative or something like that, but it's very important to at least, you know what I'm saying, make your voice heard. So that's why you gonna do an absentee ballot. I mean, a little mailing.
I might stand in line. Depends. I gotta. I actually have dual citizenship. But no, I voted. I voted last year when I voted. I voted in D.C. The line was crazy. I mean, the time before that, the next time I voted in Maryland is right here by the town hall. It took 10 minutes. So. But, you know, with COVID and that kind of stuff, I'm not sure that the places will even be open to take the votes. But then, you know, you talk about the mail. I hear the mail, the president has slowed the mail down or something of that nature.
Slowed the mail?
Yeah. The mail.
What you mean?
Forbes actually reported that that some FBI person or something had intercepted some Black Lives Matter mask, and then they said that Trump was slowing the mail down.
No, I ain't hear about that.
Yeah, it's Trump slows mail delivery, is I think it what it was.
Yeah. No, I missed that one.
Yeah. So a disturbing memo reveals that Trump's USPS chief has slowed delivery. So I don't know if it's about undercutting the budget or whatever the case may be. Saying, you know, I mean, the Times had reported it pretty much the same thing. And they had, you know, and even I figured with ballots and such, the mail was slow before COVID. So.
Right. Damn, I ain't know nothing about that, though.
And he, you know, he hates the post office.
Who?
Trump.
Why?
I don't know.
He got a beef with the post office. What?
Okay.
I didn't know this. This is...
He's talking about him. Trump, this is in Fortune. Trump-backed Postmaster General plans to slow mail delivery.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing that ain't slowing, motherfucking Amazon.
Oh, Amazon has cracked the code.
They ain't got. Damn,
right,
Jeff.
Now, what time? It is 9:34. If I order right now, they'll be here by 12.
Golly, Jeff.
They don't be fucking around.
At all.
Nope.
Like.
So that's what I understand. I guess because they have their own drivers. Then that's pretty much the situation there. You order and it's all run through a great system, but it's kind of incredible.
I don't know what it is, but I just know every day people getting these packages.
Yeah.
multiple times a day and everything else, and that shit is a lot. Like,
yeah.
Amazon doing their motherfucking thing. Now that I see that truck on my block at least six times.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, it's coming. Rain, sleet, or snow, buddy.
You know what I'm saying? Shit, rain, sleet, or snow. Hail and all some other shit, dog. You got your predictions going on? What you think gonna happen for this month?
For this month?
Yeah, you ain't got no biblical prediction.
Nah, it's, you know, August gonna be a good month. You know what I mean? Versus my birthday month. I think Obama's birthday today.
Yeah, it is.
And he's a Leo. You know what I mean? So, you know, this month is filled with, you know,
hope.
Hope and faith, courage, and wisdom, as Andy Irie would say.
Right.
But yeah, I think this month's gonna be great. You know, and then we just take it month by month, man. I mean, we've had pretty much a shiggity year. It's like the summer has pretty much disappeared.
Yeah, that shit was quick. But I mean, you can't do shit, so. Ain't no rooftop parties, ain't no happy hours and shit.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? You ain't got to even worry about it. You watch what, Paranormal Court on Tape?
I've seen it, yes.
You seen the cloud, the drink in the cloud? That looked like a bean in the cloud, like a... It looked like Jesus in the cloud or something walking in the cloud.
Yeah. Oh, no, I didn't see that.
Oh, man, you got to see that jump. That's a wild show. I watch that show in awe some days because they have a whole bunch of things. You think that's something got to do with that? Or
what?
All the shit that's happened.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think, you know, we've had a lot of biblical things happen, like from the bees over in Africa and locusts.
Yeah, we had the locust drink.
The locusts. We had these seasons and temperatures all weird, you know what I mean? Biblical talks about that, things being shut down, you know. Not necessarily can pull a Bible verse right out of my pocket, but I know if there's some pretty much a verse that pretty much fit a lot of stuff. So it's kind of weird. I mean, I've heard people say, you know, the rapture's coming, whatever that is. So I don't really know if I know exactly what the rapture is or whether it's coming. And maybe it will come at some point, but I think the world's just gonna keep existing. Like one day you're here. And the next day,
one day you're here, baby.
That's right.
And then you're gone. No bullshit. Like, you be getting up out of this joint. So, I think you just got to enjoy this motherfucker while you got it.
Yeah. I mean, Richard Pryor said that's some sunshine on your face.
Damn. That's crazy, though. Because, I mean, if you really think about it, right? It's almost like you don't know when you're going to leave, so you got to try to make the best of it.
Yeah.
But what's making the best of it?
I don't know. Like right now, if you knew, like we all got a born date, born and a death date. If you knew when you was going to die, if you didn't tell you, you know, God whisper you and said, tomorrow, nigga, you going to live tomorrow a whole different.
Yeah.
All the way different. Period.
Would you want to know?
No. Fuck no. Part of you like, yeah, but fuck no. Because then if you know, that's going to mind fuck you. I think it's going to mind fuck you until it happens. Because, you know what I mean? Like, it depends on the kind of person you are.
Now you're living on countdown.
Yeah.
Final countdown.
Yep. You just hear the Jeopardy sound every morning.
Yeah. Yeah, no bullshit. Mello sold the farm. He should have went for world peace.
Yeah.
He just went with peace.
Yeah. He ain't trying to make no noise. So it's like, listen, I'm glad to be out here. They ain't even pick me up.
I had a mellow Matter World.
Matter World. It was Peace Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
What they call him, Tony. I don't know, I guess it's that. If your name is Anthony and they call you Tony, and that's your first name, if your last name is Anthony, can you go by Tony as well?
Mr. Tony?
No, I'm saying, if my name is Tony Johnson, I was born Anthony Johnson, and people call me Tony.
Right.
That's cool. What if my name is Paul Anthony? Can they call me Paul Tony, and is it still?
Nah, I don't think so.
So it's just the first name?
I think it's just got to be the first name.
Man, that's dumb.
Nah.
Where did it even come from?
I don't know. Like, that's I always stupid. Be wondering, like, how did they get these names out of?
Thomas.
Tom Thomas. Like, all right, but then you go
T-O-M-T-H-O-M. Thomas.
Like Thomas.
But then you have people who have names that aren't short for anything. Hey, my name is Jeff. That's short for Jeffrey? No, it's just Jeff. And then you have Jeffrey, who goes by Jeff.
Like Jay, I know somebody named Jay. I know a couple of people named Jay, J-A-Y. And they'd be like, what else is it? And you'd be like,
nothing.
Jay.
Yeah. Jamiroquai. They just call me Jay. My friends call me Jay.
Right, but that's if your name is something. I mean, my people call me Jay. Like,
it's a name. Listen, I went to school with a buddy of mine. I don't know if he's listening, but I don't give a shit. He came to our school in seventh grade. His name was Ogun Mario. Odun Fididimi. And then he said, but y'all call me David. What? So his name was Ogun Mario David Ogun Fididimi. So he kind of went by David, but none of us called him David.
What's y'all called?
Mario.
Mario.
Yeah, we just shortened up, got rid of the Ogun. Wow, we was Ogun. Ogun, you know, when you're a kid, you get Ogun, Shogun. What the
fuck? Right. Right.
Five best NBA centers in the league.
Right now, shit, Joe.
Okay, he's on my list.
Anthony Davis.
Now, that was the question I was having. Is Anthony Davis
a center? I don't think I'm going to put Anthony Davis as a center, though.
I mean, he can play the center.
I feel like centers right now, because it's too much on the center move. Like, it's so, you know right. What I'm saying? Like, centers. It's a difficult, like, what's your man, Joker?
Joker?
Yeah, for
Joe Kim
Nuggets. I mean, the Nuggets.
Oh. He a top five?
But I mean, do he play necessarily? He play center?
Nah, I don't think he plays center.
So who are you going with?
I'm gonna ask you. I mean, I didn't have Rudy Gobert in my first one.
Okay.
And I call him Gobert just because I don't believe in Gobert.
Okay.
So, I didn't, my father said, you know, oh man, he got game. And although he does have game, I didn't have him in my top five of centers. Then I realized there's not a lot of centers in the league. Serge Ibaka.
Andre Drummond.
Drummond, center. DeAndre Jordan.
Porzingis plays center for.
He do, but he's a unicorn. He don't really play center. He plays center, but he's not really a center.
Okay.
Who's the center on that team?
Who?
On posing on the, I don't know.
He is.
He's a center?
Yeah.
So when
Carl Anthony Towns.
Yeah, Carl Anthony Towns. That's pretty much it. I don't know. I wouldn't give it.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Joker, Carl Anthony Towns.
And B.
Real. Rudy Gobert, whether you want to or not.
Right, whether I want to admit it or not. It's all Gobert. So let me ask you a question. With this COVID, are we the last of the generation that's just like, you know, hey man, remember when we can go to a party and, you know what I mean? Like, at what point, if ever, do you see yourself going back to the way things were?
I don't think I ever will go back to where the way things were.
So what's your new normal? I mean, of course you wearing masks, but, you know, do you enter into a room with 12 people that you haven't been around? And just like, you know what I'm saying, man, listen, fuck all y'all, I kick COVID to the mask. I take this, I take that.
I think.
Is Whiteside a center?
Yeah.
He's streaky.
Very much so. I said, you know what I said about him one day? I said, you hit the nail on the head. You said he's streaky. I said, as a toddler's pull-ups.
Yeah, I mean, he has the capability of taking over a game.
Easily.
But he doesn't. But, I mean, some people just don't have it, man.
Yeah.
You can be born with all of the physical ability and just, you know what, I'm just playing because I'm big. And they just want me to play.
Oh, for sure. But, nah, I think we're going to have to... You see, people ain't Zooming no more.
What you mean?
Like, the Zooms, everybody was trying to do it. Oh, we're going to meet up on the Zoom and hang out on the Zoom. Like, people ain't really doing that no more.
What you mean, just friends and shit?
Yeah. Like, that was the whole thing in the beginning of COVID. Like, yeah. I've been looking at the different highs and lows of quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
So, when we was all on the Zoom, we was Zoomed up. We was the Commodores out this bitch at one point in time. And now, people are like, yeah, I'm doing the Zoom. You be like, oh, all right. I see if I...
It's funny, like, I'm on a Zoom for some sandbox friends, elementary school friends, and we do it every Friday, and it was, when we first got on, it was like, you know, because there wasn't nothing else going on, and slowly but surely things have, you know, became lesser and lesser, and I'm getting on, but I'm getting on later and later, not because I just don't want to, it's just that things have started to change as far as time-wise, so... You know, for the first couple of times, we was on at like 3-4 o'clock in the morning. They'd be driving off, and then it'd be like 2. Then it may be like 4, then 3, then 2. And then I'm like, all right, well, I'll catch you next week. And that's just what it was. But, and I think it's definitely strengthened relationships that we've had because, you know, there's no kind of friends like the ones you have when you're that coming of age.
Yeah.
Even as y'all going on, you're like, yeah, man, we was in elementary school together. If you had that kind of relationship with them, so. But yeah, Zooming, I don't know, people still do it, but.
I mean, people gonna still always do it, but at the same time, they ain't doing it like they was. And like, it's kind of, it's like, all right, like, I hear y'all, man, but that ain't what I'm trying to do. So, I'll let them. That was a good ass block.
Does it bother you not having fans?
Nah. You know, I'm going to do that virtual fan joint. I did the drawing for it.
What you mean? You was on there?
To be on there.
Oh, what you got?
You got to pick your team. They do it by teams.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. I was asking somebody. I'm like, yeah, I want to see if I can get them on the Lakers squad. So, a lot of people probably
have. Yeah, it's a lot of folk on that joint trying to get it.
Man, you know.
One of them joints had people, they ain't had nobody in there. I felt bad. I definitely felt bad because I was like, man, I can't even think. It was somebody, I ain't had nobody, no fans in the joint. Like none.
Yeah. I don't know what the fuck he knowing this
at. He doing the Killmonger, dog.
That's what it is.
Let that man cook. CJ Killmonger McCullough. It's a dope commercial, Nike commercial.
It is.
But other than that, dog, what's been up with you? What you got going on? You said you had the mask.
Yeah, mask, t-shirts, doing a bunch of stuff, man. A lot of Black Lives Matter. stuff from non black people, which is totally fine. Okay.
Black Lives Matter from non black people?
Yeah, gun borders. Black Lives Matter, black kids matter from people who aren't black.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Oh, no, nothing wrong with it. I mean, I've heard the argument of, you know, people saying that, you know, the movement is being given away or whatever the case may be. I mean, I think anything that brings awareness to it is a good thing, but it's just weird. Yeah.
That it's weird that people...
I mean, it's just kind of weird to me that, you know, we had this, you know, like George Floyd was killed, and then we had this resurgence of, okay, everybody, yeah, black lives really do matter, and people just doing in any, and, you know, I'm seeing the courthouse, and, you know, they having like a caravan of, you know, all non-black people out, like, honk if black lives matter to you, blah, 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 and it's just like, it just became a fad, it seemed like to me, like, that was what was going on. People had flags everywhere and this and that. It's just like a football, like a team.
Right.
And after a while, it kind of slowly, you know, even with the protest that was going on here, like, nothing's changed. So it's policy that I'm aware of. And they just stopped protesting. So is it just over?
Mm-mm.
Like, so what was the protest about?
I mean, people still protesting, but they just protesting on the weekends or protesting. Yeah,
weekend protesting.
Yeah, it's convenient protesting.
Convenient. And that's fine, because, I mean, you know, shit, I'm not judging. I'm just curious in terms of, you know, being that I was not on the front lines of actively out there protesting. If the protesting has stopped, has there been a resolution that folks are comfortable with? Or, like you said, folks just like, look, the world got to keep moving, and I can't spend all day protesting.
I think that's what it is, if anything. Like, people realize that they can't just do this all day.
Yeah, because protests don't, you know what I mean? You know, the world keeps moving still. And now, as you're preparing for whatever this pandemic is, does, and affects you and your family, how you operate. Mike D'Antoni has one of the funniest facial expressions ever. And as I was talking about it, I Googled it. Somebody actually made a video of, like, when he was with the Lakers, his top 10 facial expressions. Hilarious. I gotta get a gaming system, man. Like, you know what I mean? That's what I think's next, because, I mean, shit. We talking about this will be over for a while, and I do have some time, from time to time, when I'm not watching necessarily television. But I'm trying to figure out what I'm gonna get. Hey, we got a new everything coming out like next year.
Nah, the Christmas.
Christmas? Like a whole new everything? I might as well fucking wait.
It's
August already.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's August.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
September, October, November. Why would I buy a gaming system now?
No, it'll vary.
Yeah, well, I had to wait then.
It'll be next gen. Get the next gen system. Yeah.
The next gen from the next gen. I'm two gens back. I'm like a great granddaddy.
Well,
God damn, I'm not even.
I mean, but you play. You've played Xbox.
Yeah, before. I played it with you. But what I'm saying is that's the next generation. So it's the new one's coming out.
The new shit's stupid. See, my whole plan is, I'm gonna get the Kobe Edition 2K.
That's the new one.
Yeah. And then I'll have the one for the Xbox One now.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll have it for the X.
Right.
When it comes out for that. Then I'll get... It has... I can move all my games and stuff over.
Right.
It has a... I can't think of the hard drive, but then I got my terabyte hard drive.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, 2 terabyte hard drive. So, like, I got games on there now. I downloaded all the games that I ever downloaded and just put on there.
Right.
Right now. And it's not even a quarter.
That's crazy.
Filled. For real. So, I just need to, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'll get the new I get whatever the new game is, and then, like, I probably get the Assassin's Creed, but I want the, you know, Xbox.
He didn't catch
the X. Yeah, he did. He came over under. But, yeah, man. So, you gotta get something, though. Yeah. You on them Atari days, though.
Yeah, I am. Like, Pong, man.
Yeah.
Pong.
Pong. What's that joint? Cliffhanger?
Oh, Pitfall?
Pitfall.
Oh, man. The joy of playing Pitfall, brother, you would never know.
Nah, I missed the Pitfall move.
Yeah, in comparison, it was so shitty.
Yeah.
You had this one little rope that just kept swinging that you had to jump onto, and the man was just like 3-bit. You know what I mean? Like, little squares and shit, but I mean, imagination is a motherfucker, man.
Yeah.
They had alligators and shit in this jungle.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at it now, you're like, where? Alligators where? Right there.
Right, that thing right there.
It's green, it's got a tail, and it's slithering.
Alligator.
Yeah.
But, man, you know, we always do the talk your shit. We ain't even had no this or that. But I ain't got to do no this or that with you. Your ass been on here before, man. Shit. You're damn near regular now, so.
I can this or that.
I don't even have a this or that for you, dog. This really the first show that don't have a this or that. Nah, dog. What the shit? This or that. My bad. Free
iced tea.
Half and half.
Political answer.
Nah, that's you know what I'm saying, real me.
I
don't really like tea, dog. I ain't going for no tea. Like,
mean?
I don't really like
some. I ain't talking about
like iced tea,
fresh brewed tea. You tripping?
Nah, I'm good.
I'm talking about off the stove. You hear that? You hear that?
Like a hot cup of tea?
Not that, but then you can make it out. You can ice it down.
I'd rather have some lemonade.
Yeah. Nah, I'm a lemonade dude, too.
What's your favorite lemonade, though? That's the real question.
My favorite lemonade?
Mm-hmm.
Probably homemade.
You tripping.
If I got to choose, I mean, I like Simply Lemonade.
No, sir. Simply good.
It's good.
No, Simply Blueberry is crack.
I never had the blueberry. It's a lot.
They're not
sugar.
Even making it like that right now. But that drink is like that. But regular lemonade, dog, don't nothing be country time. Nothing.
Nothing?
No. Regular lemonade, pink lemonade, nothing beats country time, dog.
Right.
Undefeated. Ice, little ice, and a styrofoam cup, all day in the paint.
Yeah. That you make yourself? Powder-wise? Or yeah. Or you come straight out the bottle?
Powder-wise.
Yeah.
Get a scoop of that thing, put it in one of them jumbo cups.
Oh, man.
Throw that ice
country
in there.
Country Time had some good ass.
Yeah. I don't know how.
Mm-hmm.
That lemonade bomb as shit, though. Some cold Country Time. Yeah. They put it in one of them 5-gallon jugs you got at the church jump. You know what I'm saying? One of them revival night jugs.
Coffee, put a bunch of ice in them.
Yes, sir.
Make a slushy.
Mm.
Remember you went through the. You know, not about to say you went through a slushy.
Yeah,
thing,
you know I
you
did. Didn't. Yeah,
you still in it? Man.
I'm right.
I
never got out.
You was like cherry lime. You was making all kinds of shit, nigga. Like
yeah, dog.
Cherry strawberry limeade. What? The fuck?
Dragon fruit pomegranate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's him.
Them shit still be bomb though. Oh, I thought he was gonna do something. Mm-hmm. But yeah, man. Close this thing on out. Like, man, appreciate you jumping on this thing again.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Don't be a creep.
Nah, definitely gonna be not gonna be a creep. But if I feel as though I come across a young lady that has sparked my interest of something.
Cause she gonna have to have that sparkle in her eye.
She gotta have that sparkle. That's it. You know what I mean? And you know, it's a feeling.
Okay, Donna Summers.
Yeah, it's a feeling.
Oh, what a feeling.
Oh, what a feeling.
Shit. But that's what it is, man. I like to thank y'all for listening to another episode. What's this episode? Shit, I don't know. I think it's 17. Yeah, this episode probably 17. I think if it 17, ain't
17, I'm gonna charge a nigga 17.
Yeah, 17.5. Mm-hmm. If it ain't, yeah, it is 17. It is. I'm tripping. I was gonna say, cause if it ain't the shit, we'll figure it out on the. It'll be on the right joint when you click on it. Mm. But yeah, man, I'ma holler at y'all. Wash y'all hands.